Osama bin Laden's death, of course, ends a decade-long search for the man behind the 9/11 attacks. We're going to hear now from Dina Temple-Raston, who covers counterterrorism for NPR. Good morning.
Good morning.
Dina, given that Osama bin Laden is the founder of al-Qaeda, what does his death mean?
Well, you know, he's really the symbolic head of the group, the man violent jihadis saw as the leader who was willing to stand up against the United States. But in recent years, he's been much more of a figurehead than an operational person. He used to approve every attack. He used to make suggestions on how to improve attacks. He used to actually approve operatives for particular attacks. But when the drone strikes in Afghanistan and Pakistan started, a lot of that changed, and he went to ground. And one intelligence official told us that nothing with an electron actually passed close to him, which in a way is one of the ways they actually caught him.
What do you mean by that exactly?
Well, one of the things that made them take a second look at this compound just outside of Islamabad in Pakistan was that it was this million-dollar house, eight times bigger than anything around it, but it didn't have an internet or a telephone connection.
So that suggested that that there's something unusual going on in there.
Exactly, and that's what made them take a second look.
Well, you're talking about him not having operational, you know, oversight in recent times. So what, Osama bin Laden's death, will it affect al-Qaeda, bring it down, one might think, or really it'll proceed apace?
Well, it might have brought it down 5 years ago, but when the drone attacks really started up in earnest, al-Qaeda basically sent out trainers to other groups and said to them, do what you can to attack the West. We can't give you logistics or help launching the attack, so you just do it on your own. So that's why you've been hearing so much about al-Qaeda in the Arabian Peninsula. That's al-Qaeda's arm in Yemen. And in this latest WikiLeaks release that we reported on last week, there was a lot of information about these dozens of foreign camps that were set up in Afghanistan before 9/11. There was, for example, a Filipino camp and an Uzbek camp, and there were two dozen of them. And people in those camps didn't pledge allegiance to Osama bin Laden or al-Qaeda, but they did share a philosophy. And what grew out of that is those affiliates that are concerning U.S. officials now. And these are people who the U.S. is worried are going to strike back in retaliation.
Well, does the U.S. have any specific information about a terrorist strike to avenge this death or a terrorist strike in the near future?
No, apparently not. But that's what they're expecting. In the WikiLeaks documents, one of the detainees that they talked to actually told a authorities that if bin Laden was killed, they had a doomsday plan set up. We don't know if that was just loose talk or bravado or if it was actually true. But the U.S. has put military bases on high alert. They've also put out a travel advisory for Americans. So they're trying to prepare. Now, this just happened over a day ago, so things still need to play out.
And the discovery of Osama bin Laden brings back vivid memories for millions of Americans. He was well known to anti-terrorism experts from the 1990s onward. After September 11, 2001, everyone knew his name. In the end, bin Laden failed in his goal to reshape the world. Americans eventually found him after close to a decade of relentless pursuit. In the next few moments, we will listen to the hunt for bin Laden, starting in the flames of 9/11.
Good morning. You're listening to special coverage of tragic events that have occurred today in New York City and in Washington, D.C. Plane crashes into tower of World Trade Center in Lower Manhattan shortly before 9 a.m. Eastern Time. Then shortly after 9 a.m. Eastern Time, a second plane crashed into the second tower of the World Trade Center. President Bush in Sarasota, Florida, earlier this morning called the crashes an apparent terrorist attack and a national tragedy.
American Airlines Flight 11 departed Boston for Los Angeles, hijacked by suspects armed with knives. This plane crashed into the World Trade Center. American Airlines Flight 77 departed Washington Dulles for Los Angeles, was hijacked and crashed into the Pentagon.
I can hear you!
Wisdom is that finding Osama bin Laden in Afghanistan is like looking for a needle in a haystack. But military planners say that's not quite true. It's more like looking for a needle in a football stadium.
That was nearly 10 years ago, and America is still at war in Afghanistan, where Osama bin Laden began his campaign against the West. We turn now to NPR photographer David Gilkey, who's embedded with troops there in Helmand province, to get their reaction to bin Laden's death. And David, good morning.
Hey, good morning, Renee. How are you?
Pretty good, thank you. And before we talk about some of the conversations you had with Marines, remind us briefly what they're doing there in Helmand.
Well, I'm in Sangin, which is sort of the northern, one of the northernmost areas that the Marines are operating in. And this, it really has been one of the most notorious danger zones in the country. And so they're continuing patrols and they're reaching out to the local population here, and business as usual.
Yeah, it's a really tough area that, or has been a really tough area there. I want to play some tape you recorded from Sergeant Liam Dwyer. He told this story about how the news of Osama bin Laden's death came through.
Well, the word got passed over the radio, and you could tell the Marines were pretty ecstatic about it. I mean, we're, if you want to call it, holding back our emotions being out on patrol there, but you could tell, you know, everybody kind of got uplifted at that point there. I wanted to pass the word to the local populace, but I didn't want to come directly out and be like, oh, did you hear Osama bin Laden was killed? I didn't want to come across as crash and harsh like that. What would you say if we told you he was dead? They were like, oh, that'd be really good. I'm like, we just got word passed that he was actually killed today by American forces. And a lot of them were very, very happy to hear that.
So he's, of course, talking about the local population of Afghans being very happy to hear about the death of Osama bin Laden. Is that the same sort of reaction you're hearing from other Marines?
The Marines were definitely, you know, taking this as sort of something that, as they put it, they hoped it was a conclusion for, you know, people back home, especially the people in New York. And they also felt like it justified a lot of what they were doing over here.
David, thanks very much.
Okay, thank you, Renee.
NPR's David Gilkey with U.S. Marines in Helmand Province, Afghanistan. And you are listening to special coverage from NPR News. With Steve Inskeep, I'm Renee Montaigne.